Blog Talk Radio.
WMCL brings to you the Miss Computer Lady Show, sponsored by United States Vets Incorporated, veterans helping veterans. For more information, log on to UnitedStatesVets.org or visit them on their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/UnitedStatesVets. WMCL welcomes you to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Computer tips, tricks, advice, and also interviews with commercial recording artists, indie recording artists, national figures from throughout the world, and also live remotes brought to you. Here she is, Internet Radio Podcast Show host, the one, the only, for season 6. Here she is, Miss Computer Lady. Well, hello there. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are tuned to WMCL BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Miss Computer Lady. Oh, yeah. Got me a country boy in the room tonight, y'all. Yes, I do. What's up? Ooh, this is a way to start actually season 7, believe it or not. Thank you to United States Vets Incorporated, Veterans Helping Veterans. For more information, make sure you go to UnitedStatesVets.org or their Facebook page at Facebook.com/UnitedStatesVets. You've seen him on Empire. You have seen him on The Fast and Furious. You have also seen him on The Have and the Have-Nots. I am talking about our guest, whom will be arriving shortly, named Adrian Lockhart. And just to give you a little bit about him, down in Alabama, where he's from, let's see, where should I start? Because he has a plethora of information. I'll tell you, humble beginnings, as many of us have, did everything in his hustle, including, mowing grass, doing side hustles, went on a full scholarship. Some of his talents include Pro Scout acting class, barber, mechanic, and veteran of the Army, thanking him for his service, stunt guy, basketball, lifting, and track, as a few examples. And the other thing as well, need to mention that as far as additional information is concerned, according to his bio, a motivated, committed, and talented actor with strong stage instincts, Adrian possesses a solid work ethic, rather, which compels him to keep tweaking and acting part until he and his colleagues are fully satisfied with his performance. So he's a stickler to making sure that everything comes off the way that it does, and I admire him for that. He is committed to achieving the highest standard of performance and is always willing to listen and learn from others. He has worked alongside renowned figures in both studio and independent film companies. He is energetic, prepared to, quote, go the extra mile, end quote, and is sure to make a real difference to any project he is involved in. And I need to say, he is not here yet. But let me go further as we continue along. And let me do this quickly, mention some of his credits. As far as I mentioned, Empire, Fatal Attraction, The Have and Have Nots, Drop Dead Diva, and The Killer Couples. In Empire, he played one of the extra security guards. In Fatal Attraction, he was a victim's lover. Oh, my. Might have to ask him about that. And the Have and Have Nots, he had a supporting role as the lawyer. And he was an extra in Drop Dead Diva. So in the commercial realm, the Valley View Gym, he was a boxer. And I also mentioned the education skills. Quite a handsome and kind of cute young man as well, I must say. So let's see if he has... No, he hasn't arrived yet. I wonder where he is. I'm going to do a little something Miss Computer Lady style while we are still awaiting his arrival. Let me mention a few things that will be happening in Season 7. But I need to thank you all for supporting me during Season 6. I greatly appreciate you all for supporting me through Season 6. One of the things definitely that happened was more live remotes. I had mentioned to you all that one of the things that was going to be worked on for the Miss Computer Lady show was more live remotes. And if you notice, that has happened. And if you're here tapping on Miss Computer Lady show, you know that you're on there. And a good number of live remotes. One of them, one of the ones that I have to admit I'm especially proud of is the March Madness musical that happened at Club Evolution. That was the one of my guests, Lisa the Oracle Hightower, asked me to do for her. That I greatly appreciated and thankful for that opportunity. That was an opportunity that I have to admit, full of talent. And as you all saw on Ustream.tv/channel/MissComputerLady, had a good amount of fun. I would also like to let you know one of the other live remotes that had happened was, and this one was very inspirational for me, the Save Our Youth Indie Showcase, where it was showcased out of my hometown of Toledo, Ohio, where the youth were performing some wonderful performances. And that was the one, thanks to eBiz Incorporated. It took a little bit for Miss Computer Lady to, I'm typing away, you all have to excuse me, to get it where I was able to do a live remote in my hometown. I did, I think the first one, actually my first one was one of the suburbs of Chicago, that was some years ago, and a good number of them in Detroit. And it was an effort, but finally made it to having a live remote done for my hometown of Toledo, Ohio. That was the very first one. So, again, to EBS Incorporated, I appreciate and thank them for all their efforts. And EBS, the lady doing the biz, Miss Elaine, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Let's see. Let me get the number to him right. And let me finish this and send this off. A good number of other things that happened during Season 6 had a good amount of shows dealing with, you know, as far as computers, I took it to a different realm. Did it more on the literacy side of saying, you know, everything from, you know, how computer literate are you? That one really got a lot of I'm going to say talk, a lot of positive talk, because the goal of that show was to get everyone thinking, because there are still many changes in the computer technology realm, and there's still that gap between those that do know and those that don't know about computers, or find out they're not as computer literate as they thought. So that was one of the series that came out of that, part of the series, really. It was everything from how computer literate are you to how computer literate, rather, you are at your workplace, to how computer literate is your nonprofit organization, and on from there. So that series really had a lot of people talking, and I am aware of the different aspects of everything happening in the world of computers and technology, including talks about the new aspects of broadband, but that will be another show covered in season 7. But those were some of the things that happened during season 6, and I thank you all so much for that. I greatly appreciate you and appreciate your support for that. Before we get into the break, let me give you some things that's going to be happening now in season 7. More live remotes, of course. Definitely going to be having that. And actually going to be seeking other places to have live remotes. Some of the aspects of live remotes being done for the Miss Computer Lady Show are going to be a little different, but you'll find out more about that during Season 7. Some of the other things happening during Season 7, there will be, and it's finally in the beginning stages now, so for those who have been wondering for the longest time, yes, Miss Computer Lady is going to have a couple of things. Number one, Miss Computer Lady will be having a Facebook page. In addition to that, Miss Computer Lady will also be having a Miss Computer Lady website. It is still in the works at this time, but sometime during the fall, it will be launched. So for those who have been wondering about the Miss Computer Lady webpage, that will be brought up. There will be also different vlogs. For those who don't know what a vlog is, it's kind of like a blog, B-L-O-G, but it is V as in Victor, V-L-O-G. So there will be some studios as far as video filming of the vlogs and all from there. So some big things are happening for the Miss Computer Lady Show. But actually, we are going to at least hear the voice of this person that I have been waiting for, whom I call my country boy. And I see that he is here. We're going to get something quickly and then get quickly on to the matter at hand. Let me do it this Miss Computer Lady style. May I present to some and introduce to others international actor, Mr. Adrian Lockett. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, how's everybody?
Doing great. Thank you for tuning in to what's going to be actually the very abbreviated version of the Miss Computer Lady Show, but I am still excited that you came on.
Well, I appreciate it. It's, you know, y'all in another time zone, and I'm in the central time zone, so I guess that's what got us, you know, kind of off.
Uh-oh. Well, that's okay. We're still going to work it through anyway. Kind of go backwards and then maybe forward, but we're going to have to see.
Okay.
Actually, I don't want to interrupt you, so I won't be asking many questions, but I will say this. You will need to come back, please, on the Miss Computer Lady Show, okay?
Okay, that's not a problem.
Okay, all right. Well, since it's about that break time, why don't we do this? We're going to take this quick break, and then we're going to ask a few questions to you, and then we'll go on from there.
David Bowles Management and Booking Agency, in association with PayUp Management, Mickey Benson.
We specialize in providing the best in celebrity bookings for your concerts, club openings, festivals, weddings, walkthroughs, special appearances, and other special events.
David Bowles Management and Booking Agency.
Celebrities from genres including pop, rock, techno, country, alternative, and adult contemporary.
For more information, call 909-653-2614, or you can email us at mrdavidbowles@gmail.com, or thebestishere1@gmail.com.
David Bowles Management and Booking Agency.
Count on your computer needs of Tulio LLC for online, on-site computer training and consulting. Visit the website at www.yourcomputerneeds.net or call 419-304-4564.
Hello there. This is your boy, Steady J from Life at the Dust Live Radio. And whenever I'm in need of computer tips, tricks, advice, and even great music all around, I tune into the greatest, the best Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL, on blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady.
Okay, Miss Computer Lady, back here with my special guest for the first time, actor Adrian Lockett. Let me ask you this. Sir, well, actually, let me acknowledge first, saw in your bio that you were an Army veteran. Thank you very much for your, hello? Oh, I got a message that the call dropped. I hope he calls back real soon. Well, anyway, I was getting ready to let him know that I was thanking him for his service in the Army, and this is going to be an interesting season 7 because the CBTR is acting up. Nothing new, but we're going to continue on. Let me send a quick message to him. Publicist to help arrange this. Miss April Turner, thank you so much for this. I greatly appreciate. Oh, there he is. Let me get him back. Need to thank April Turner. Oh, and also thank you for your service in the Army.
Hello.
Okay, got you back.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, I can. Thank you for calling back. The world technology sometimes, I tell you.
All right. That's all right.
Yeah. Well, first I wanted to say thank you very much for your service. I read in your bio that you had served in the Army.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Your start as far as acting is concerned, I'm going to kind of summarize the questions a little bit. Who were your favorite actors that you inspired to be before you started acting?
Well, definitely Denzel Washington. He set the bar high, so he was always a person of interest that inspired me to want to go out there and get it. And then you got the guys such as Jamie Foxx, Martin Lawrence, Morris Chestnut, the other black guys who kind of also set the bar and said, hey, it can be done. You know, so I tried to mock those guys, or I'm trying to mock those guys so that I can be in if not similar situation, in the same situation as them coming up in the
industry. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, all right. There have been a few that you have done work with and done collaborations with. Are there any other actors you would like to team up with in the future? Who are they and why?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, those guys that I just named, Jamie Foxx, Denzel, Morris Chestnut, Tay Diggs, all of those guys. Because, like I said, they're kind of like heroes, so to speak, in the film industry. And I say that because we're looked down upon as, you know, being black people. So people think that we're limited at what we can do, but, you know, you have those guys that have gone on before me, and they pretty much say, hey, it can be done. So I want to be right there along with those guys, and I would like to work with them. I know that by them having a such a level of success that I know they got something to hand back to me, you know. So definitely those guys.
Oh, okay, great. Now, for those of us who are fans of such shows as Might as Well Say, The Have and the Have Not, saying you got an Empire fan here, and I have to admit, I was in the research. I was like, okay, let me see. Which episode was that? Was he that he was a security guard? Because believe me, I was going through all the YouTubes and all the Fox videos. I'm like, okay, wait a minute, which one?
This is for Empire. You talking about
for Empire and also for the Have and Have Nots? Like, okay, wait a minute. I need to go back and see which episode was that because I'm trying to find out which one it is. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, how in the world? And I know a lot of people want to know, how in the world were you able to appear in such shows of high caliber as the Have and Have Nots and Empire?
Well, first off, I got to give the honor to God because without him, none of it would have been possible. Believe it or not, I've never had an agent to represent me. I never had a manager to speak on my behalf as far as submitting for filming or anything. And I just set it up in my mind. I said, you know what, this is what I want to do and this is what I'm going to do. So I did mediocre stuff, and I say mediocre because none of it is everybody claims to can do this or they can do that for you. And I use that loosely in Dallas, in which it was a learning. It was like a stepping stool for me in Dallas. Like, Dallas pretty much birthed me. I learned everything that I needed to know to move me on to the next level. I learned it all in Dallas. So Dallas is like a second home to me. So from learning everything that I needed to learn in Dallas, I said, you know what, it's time for me to reach out to the Atlanta market, to the Louisiana market, and just keep moving on. So my thing was, nobody's going to work hard for me like I'm going to work hard for myself. So I went to work day, night, evening, you name it. I was in my phone looking for the next thing. And I came across a booking for Tyler Perry. So I said, you know what, I'm going to submit. And it probably wasn't 30 minutes later, Tyler Perry Studios was showing up on my call ID, and I was like, man, they must have got the wrong number. So I answered, and the show is, guys, my witness, they asked me to come on the show, and they said they had over 5,000 people that submitted, and I was one of the first people that got chosen. And I actually played a lawyer in the wrecked car scene. They was looking for that car that his son ran into the back of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It was that particular episode. But believe it or not, that was the first thing I ever done was Tyler Perry.
Wow. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that, though.
I really appreciate it. And what was it, the other one you asked about? Empire. Empire, I was a prisoner. I want to say it's going to be on season two, actually, I'm thinking. It hasn't shown yet. So I'm thinking it's on season two when Lucius is in jail.
Ooh. Now, did you tell just a little too much, or are we okay on that?
No. Y'all okay. It's pretty much what y'all already know. Yeah.
Well,
but Terrence Howard, I got to give him credit, too.
Okay.
I got to get Terrence credit. He took the time out and say, I know all of y'all desire to be where I am one day, so I'm going to lend y'all a piece of advice. And he gave us a piece of advice. And I don't know about everybody else, but I go on set to learn from A-list actors. I don't go just to work with them. I go to learn from them so I can be in their position one day. And he gave a piece of very critical advice, and I use that today in everything that I do. So. Big shout out to Terrence Howard.
All right. Well, thanks for the advice. Shout out to Terrence Howard's camp out there. So another congratulations to you on that. Now, this movie that you were with Kevin Hart in.
Yeah, Get Hard.
Yes. How did that turn out?
Oh, that's awesome too. Like I said, to God be the glory. That was my second movie. My first movie was Fast and Furious 7, and then I was lucky enough to land Get Hard the next movie. So that's two very big movies that's out in the world right now, and it was a blast from top to bottom. Everybody on the cast was super supportive. It was hard working with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell because they two of the best comedians is out there in the business right now. So trying to hold in a laugh. I pretty much had to wait on T.I. to laugh before I laugh because, and you can go, if you go by the DVD, you can go and look at the outtakes. It's one on there where T.I. actually started laughing at something that Will Ferrell said, and that was my okay to laugh because I'm a rookie in the game, so it'd be quick to say, hey, well, you need to get out of set if you don't know how to control your laughter, you know. But if T.I. laugh, you're looking at a lot of $1 million right there, so they ain't gonna just throw him off, you know. So I had to wait on T.I. to laugh before I laugh, but it was a blast. I learned a lot. It was my biggest feature out into the world as of today, and mm-hmm. I actually got featured on the poster for the movie. So you know, it's just I can't thank those people, Warner Brothers. I can't thank those people enough. It's just mm-hmm. it keeps on moving me about in the industry.
Man, that's another question. Actually, although I didn't submit it, I need to ask. When you saw that billboard picture, what were your thoughts?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you exactly where I was. I was headed to Dallas. I'm not sure what I was going out there for. But I was on the interstate, and my phone just kept on ringing. So I had missed the first call because I had stopped and got some gas, and I said, you know what, I called back. So it just by the time I got back in the car, I had like 7 missed calls. So I started driving again. I get ready to call the girl that called me back, and she was calling me, and she was like, fool, you made the poster for the movie. How you do it? What you do? I was on set with you, and I didn't make the poster, but you made it. So, and, you know, I said, what poster are you talking about? She was like, I'm about to hang up and send it to you right now. So she hung up and she sent it to me, and then I think my eyes must have got bigger than Tahoe I was driving. You know, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, you know. But
how many times did you have to look like twice or three times? It was like,
wait a minute. It was countless times.
Okay.
But like I said, it was surreal to me. Myself, I don't take a lot of time to celebrate myself and my accomplishments. But that was one of those times where I'm glad I was by myself because I had time, and I had an 8-hour drive, so I had time to recollect and to dwell on it and be like, yeah, pat yourself on the back. You made the poster. Now get back to acting like the person that you want to be, you know. So I'm glad that I was on the road and I wasn't around nobody. But a lot of people reached out to me after that, and it went crazy on Facebook. And even when I go to schools and stuff, they show their poster, you know, people just go crazy. So it was definitely another hike up.
Hats off to you for that and also for all your future endeavors that will be coming up. And for us Empire fans, you're welcome. We're going to be looking forward to season 2 because we're still counting down.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys.
Right. I'm going to, and I sent a friend request to you because what's going to be happening is when Empire comes on, I'm going to be looking for that episode. Okay, where's Adrian? Adrian! I'm going to put on for
right, that's what I'm talking about.
Adrian's on Empire. Look at him now.
Oh, yeah. Empire definitely opened a lot of doors for African-American television. It's steadily... the numbers are steadily growing, and it tells the people in white Hollywood that the black people are paying attention, you know, so we can produce more black shows.
Right. More black shows, and I'm sure you've heard this before, more black shows of substance that show
the
betterment
exactly.
of us instead of the negativity
of us. The critical
parts, us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. The world of computers and technology. I know you've had your encounters with that.
Okay.
I want to make sure I took. I'm still here. I had to make sure I took care of that. My apologies for
no
that.
Problem.
I had a little. I think it's still going. Okay, there we go. So, there we go. Now, back to the computer and technology question that I had.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of computer and technology, it's trying to act up. But, let's see. This. Okay, am I going to have to put my Miss Computer Lady hat on here? Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. Now, back to the question I'm here to ask you.
Mm-hmm, that's all right.
All right. The, computers and technology, I'm sure you've seen, like, a good number of changes that have happened during your acting career. Has it been positive or negative or what?
You mean in computers?
Yeah, with
the use of computers.
The use of computers. How it impacted you as
an
actor is concerned. Okay.
Yeah, my thing is computers. Technology has definitely been a go-to, and it's been very critical in the acting world, meaning that we need it. And casting directors, they reach out to you almost immediately through email. If not email, then they're going to get your number via email from you submitting, and they're going to call you. So after a wrap, like after you wrap for the day, before you even make it back to your car again, your phone will be going off with a call time for the next day. So that's definitely a big help as of today. You can do video auditions. Like if I need to send something to LA right now, they'll send me a script over, and I would pretty much just go do a video audition and send it right back over to them, versus going to Atlanta or going to Birmingham, Alabama, and hopping on a plane and flying out to LA. You know, so it's critical today.
Because I did catch the one that you did on YouTube, I was like, yes, he's got it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one I had done.
Okay. So, as far as where you can be found besides YouTube, where else can you be found?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. They're both the same names, Adrian_Lockett. That's A-D-R. Adrian_Lockett. And Facebook, of course, is Adrian Lockett. And also on IMDb, you can type in Adrian Lockett. You can type it in on Google, and it'll take you right to me.
Okay, all right. The impact you would like to make as you continue on with your career. You had mentioned that while you were acting with Terrence Howard, there were some pointers he gave for those of you who were in the scene with him, so
right.
When it comes to other projects, you know, you can continue on. Would you like
right.
to be in the same pinnacle where you are advising up-and-coming actors and actresses, you know, what to watch out for in the field, what to do, what not to do, all of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If I'm in a position to talk and going to listen to me, then I definitely want to deliver a positive statement. And I want to be able to give back to young actors that want to follow the same path as me, because me coming up, it was almost impossible for me to believe that I could be on TV, because it was never an example that came into my hometown or a surrounding city or something that went on before me to say, hey, it can be done. The only person was the ones that were on TV that I was able to see, you know. So it wasn't like a real life figure that came through our city to say, hey, this can be done. You know, it was always like it couldn't be done, but now I'm proof that it can be done, and I know it's somebody else that's aspiring out there that wants to do the same thing. So if I can build myself up to a position as a Terrence Howard and the Kevin Hart, then I definitely want to do that because I feel like if God delivers me to that certain stage in life, then I can also be a gift back to a person. He put me there for a reason, so definitely.
Okay. Well, you know what? This has been wonderful. Let me mention this. Everybody, as Adrian Lockhart mentioned, make sure you, to make it easy on yourself, just put in Google or Yahoo or Bing or whichever search engine you use. Let's see, A-D-R-I-A-N and then L-O-C-K-E-T-T. Am I correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
All right, great. And I have to admit, I had to keep myself calm because I was so excited. I was like, I get to interview an actor. I get to interview Adrian. Yes!
Hey, well, I appreciate it.
I get to interview my first actor.
Nah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come to the Miss Computer Lady Show. I greatly, greatly appreciate it.
And I appreciate you guys having me. I want to encourage everybody to go out. I have another movie coming out in October with Shia LaBeouf, and that's the guy from
okay.
Transformers that drove the Bumblebee car, the yellow car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I also want to let everybody know that I'm just a lot of racism and all that other stuff going on in the world today, but this, and I hate to use white and black, but this white guy, you know, so much racism going on. Shia LaBeouf himself came up to me on set, and we spoke. And he was the one that actually gave me my next step up in the movie industry. He pretty much told me to say something that goes along with what we were doing on set because I've been in the military before and I know how, like, the sergeant and everything. So he was like, just pretty much say something that goes along and that'll be my speaking line. So that's how I got my first speaking line in the movie through Shia LaBeouf, and that was under SAG pay, which is $880 for 8 hours, and then overtime, well, excuse me, time and a half after that. So my hat's off to him as well because he played a vital part in, you know, getting me to the next level as well.
Well, congratulations as far as that is concerned. You have that coming up. Now, what else do you have coming up? Because here on the Miss Computer Lady Show, whichever project, whoever you're starring with, whatever, you could mention that on here.
Okay. Also, I have an independent film called The Alp. It focuses on sleep paralysis, and it's a scary movie. It's releasing out in Dallas, Texas on Halloween night. So that's next. And I have a few other major movies coming out in 2016, like Captain America, The Fifth Wave. What is the other one? Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. I got to work with director Ang Lee. He's one of the biggest people out in Hollywood, you know, so y'all can look out for that. It's coming out next year sometime.
Okay. Any others?
I think that's it, if I'm not mistaken. Other than that, I know Snap, Killer Couples is still circulating right now. It's coming on. They're doing reruns. The first show premiered June 14th, but I played the role of Rogers LeCay. In the
mm-hmm.
Rogers Lacaze and Antoinette Frank episode.
Oh, okay. Did you say that premiered June 14th?
No, it premiered. Yes, ma'am, it came out June 14th, but they're still doing reruns as of right now.
Oh, okay. Because June 14th is my birthday.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Happy belated.
Well, thank you so much, and happy belated to you as well.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And again, I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And April, thank you.
All right, that's no problem. I was glad you guys could have me.
All right. And again, the door is open. Make sure you come back, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay. And also, if you know of others that would like to be interviewed, my information can be passed on, not you necessarily, but hey, in case you run across somebody, you can say, hey, I got an interview on this Computer Lady Show. So if you need an interview, I'll tell April to hook you up.
Okay, I will do.
All right, definitely. I wish you the best of success. My prayers are with you. And just to let you know, you do have a new fan. And this archive show will be repeated and also put in other internet radio outlets that I have.
Okay. Well, I sure do appreciate it. And like I said, I'll be looking forward to coming back and speaking with you guys again.
All right. Everybody, this is Mr. Adrian Lockett. Excuse me. Thank you so much, Mr. Lockett. Take care of yourself, and again, continued success.
Okay, thank you. Y'all do the same.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, everybody. You have heard it from the man himself. That was Mr. Adrian Lockett. That came on the Miss Computer Lady Show in spite of everything. Hey, had a wonderful time. Make sure you tune in. This interview will be repeated. And quickly, just to let you know what I was going to say, but again, let's wrap this up. Because actually, Season 7 has officially begun also well. And Miss Computer Lady will be on break. There will be times when there will be a show repeated. Or, hey, I've had a few people ask if I take a break from my break and come back and interview them. I'm going to have to see how that goes. There will be some weeks there will not be a show. So let me say it again. There are going to be some times during July and August where there will be repeated shows, the replays, as I call them. There will be some, but there won't be. Miss Computer Lady's got some planning and everything to do to make sure Season 7 is one of the best seasons for here. Thank you all for your continued support. Make sure you have a great summer. See you officially back sometime September after Labor Day for more of the Miss Computer Lady Show, more shows, a vlog, video blog, increase YouTube channel, of going to be on Spreaker, on SoundCloud, Podomatic, more, everything. Just Google Miss Computer Lady and you'll find me. And you'll notice a change as far as how the show is going to be. So make sure you keep it locked and make sure you keep it tuned in. I love you all. Take care. Again, have a wonderful summer. Be blessed. And unless there are some shows that are going to be live, if there are, make sure you check out the promos. Other than that, see you all sometime after Labor Day in September, where some changes and moves are going to be made. Take care. Bye-bye.